This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's Alverno College is laying off 37 employees and cutting some undergraduate majors and graduate programs. Alverno leaders say the moves are necessary for the college to survive. 25 graduate students will have to finish their master's degrees somewhere else. The U.S. Secret Service could release its final security zone for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee any day now. Like a lot of Republicans, Senator Ron Johnson wants the protest zone moved farther from Fiserv Forum.
The plan has to be changed. I'd like to see Mayor Johnson step up the plate and demand change as well. Again, this is in all of our best interests. Governor Evers ought to be demanding change as well as, obviously, the Republican Party is. We're asking for this concern to be addressed.
Johnson on WISN-TV's Up Front. The state Supreme Court is expected to issue a ruling soon about ballot drop boxes. University of Wisconsin political scientist Barry Burden.
The Supreme Court has considered a new case that would allow them again, and there is a new liberal majority that seems more inclined to permit those again as they were used in 2020.
Last week, justices gave local clerks flexibility about locating absentee polling places, but kept a ban on early voting vehicles in place. The state of Wisconsin recovered about $33 million in fraudulent unemployment claims last year. The Department of Workforce Development says it looked into more than 2,300 identity theft cases and did almost 2,000 worker misclassification tax audits. DWD officials say they're intensifying their efforts to fight unemployment insurance fraud. Scam artists are calling business owners in Wisconsin pretending to be from the Public Service Commission. The PSC's 800 number even shows up on your caller ID when they call, but it's a scam. Consumer protection professionals say the PSC is a regulatory agency, not a utility company, and they don't call businesses demanding payments. The world's largest tubing festival was held over the weekend in Wisconsin. The Fat Far in Chippewa Falls celebrated 35 years this year. Thousands of people take their tubes, kayaks, and canoes down the Chippewa River every Father's Day. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Six adults and two children are safe this morning after a water rescue over the weekend. Calumet County Sheriff's Office was called out onto Lake Winnebago to a boat taking on water Saturday. Eight people, all wearing life vests, were rescued. There were no injuries. The incident remains under investigation. A plan to turn a $3.5 million home in Hobart into a substance abuse and recovery center has been withdrawn. Summit Behavioral Health pulled its application for a permit to turn the mansion into a voluntary 48-bed recovery facility last week. At previous public meetings, neighbors had raised concerns about safety, declining property values, and privacy. Temperatures will be approaching the 90-degree mark this week, and WISDOT says that can create conditions for pavement buckling, which can cause dips and bumps in the road. They advise motorists to slow down and focus their full attention on the road, watch for slowing traffic, and be ready to move over for roadside workers. Check 511wi.gov for delays and, if necessary, report serious pavement issues by calling 911. Speaking of increased temperatures, heat stress can worsen the symptoms of current conditions, making a dangerous situation for some people, says Claire Paprocki, the communication specialist for Brown County Public Health.
Take asthma, for example. If you have asthma, you're probably pretty familiar with symptoms, things that happen when you may or may not need your inhaler. Heat stress can exacerbate those symptoms. So if you're feeling out of the ordinary, if you're feeling, I'm used to feeling weak or dizzy, but this is sort of next level, that could be something that's caused by heat stress.
If you're experiencing heat stress, take measures to cool down and contact your doctor. Drivers in Kaukauna need to avoid Law Street between the intersections of Wisconsin Avenue and Taylor Street. The street's closed until further notice after the brick facade of a two-story building crumbled and fell into the roadway, blocking travel. Police don't know why the facade collapsed, but believe the age of the building to be a factor. No one was injured. The Fox Wolf Watershed cleanup held in May was a huge success. The Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance says throughout the 70 cleanup sites, they removed over 3.5 tons of trash from the waterways, including 32 tires and hazardous materials like syringes. 1,700 volunteers also removed about 180 bags of recyclable materials from the waterways. The Wisconsin Herd has released 6 dates of the 24 home games scheduled next season in Oshkosh. The NBA G League team says there will be 24 home dates in the 2024-25 season. The release dates so far are November 16th, January 23rd and 25th, February 1st and 22nd, and March 1st. Times and opponents have yet to be determined. The home of the Herd, Oshkosh Arena, in the meantime, is currently listed for sale by its owners, Fox Valley Pro Basketball, following many financial difficulties, including a foreclosure by the builder and unpaid taxes to the city of Oshkosh. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Brewers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series against the Angels in Anaheim tonight. On Thursday, they play the Padres. 7 games in 7 days. Center fielder Blake Perkins.
Yeah, very busy road trip. I feel like we got 10, 12 guys who are from California, so it's going to be a lot of family and friends. So trying to have to balance that with winning every day. But it'll be interesting, right? We haven't played any well, we've only played the Mariners, right? So it'll be good weather, and we're gonna look to come out every day and win that day. So tomorrow, win tomorrow.
Perkins with a spectacular throw from center to home plate to end yesterday with a 5-4 win over the Reds. Manager Pat Murphy.
We're not great, but that's the way you play championship ball, you know what I mean? We got thrown out the first stolen base. What did we do? You know, Q kept them going. You know what I mean? We kept running. And that's just kind of like an attitude.
NBA Finals Game 5 tonight in Boston. The Celtics up 3-1 after losing by 38 points Friday in Dallas. Drew Holiday.
I think it's a little bit of everything. I think it's tactical. I think it's mental. Again, I do think it's being a more tested team, but I think it's about locking in. I think we will make adjustments out here today and then obviously do the best we can to mentally prepare for another battle in Game 5.
That's the Celtics' Drew Holiday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Miles Teller has racked up some pretty respectable credits during his career. He is about to add an officer and a gentleman to that list as he will join the cast of the remake of the 1982 film. Teller will play the lead character, Zach Mayo, originally played by Richard Gere in the original film. Teller's credits include Whiplash, Top Gun Maverick, and more recently, The Offer, a series that explores how TV producer Al Ruddy muscled through the studio system to get The Godfather made. A documentary about Amazon workers trying to unionize will be released this coming fall. The film focuses on workers turned organizers who had no big backing and ended up doing the unthinkable, unionizing an Amazon workplace in Staten Island. The film has enjoyed a successful festival run, including at Sundance this past January, where it brought home a special jury award for Art of Change. The film will hit theaters October 18th. It has not yet found a streaming home, but if I'm a betting man, it won't be on Amazon Prime. Apple TV did not censor Jon Stewart, so says Jon Stewart. On a recent episode of The Town podcast, Stewart discussed his exit from the show, The Problem with Jon Stewart, after 2 seasons. Stewart said, when you work for a major corporation, there is no real free speech. You get to do what you want until they think it's going to hurt their beer sales. Stewart is still on TV, however, guest hosting The Daily Show one day a week until the fall election. Luckily for him, The Daily Show viewers are not beer drinkers. The second half of the third season of Bridgerton just dropped on Netflix. The hosts of The View had fun discussing a steamy 6-minute sex scene from a recent episode, prompting Joy Behar to refer to her fellow co-hosts as one horny panel. Co-host Sandra Haynes said, "The scene had a physical effect on her, adding, it takes me places just watching it. I can't be alone. Can't be alone for 6 minutes during an R-rated sex scene? That could have been an entry in my high school diary." If I had kept a high school diary. There will be a Practical Magic Part 2, according to the New York Post. The tabloid has Nicole Kidman on record saying she and Sandra Bullock are both returning for the sequel. The two actresses will revise their roles as Jillian and Sally Owens, two sisters who are witches and try to lift a curse that prevents them from finding love. The first film was released in 1998 and based on the 1995 book of the same name by Alice Hoffman. Oscar-winning writer Akiva Goldsman will write the script. There was a notable brat missing from Bratz, the new documentary by Andrew McCarthy. The phrase Brat Pack describes a group of actors from the 80s, which included Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, Demi Moore, Ali Sheedy, and Molly Ringwald. McCarthy recently addressed Ringwald's absence from the film, saying that when he contacted her, she said she'd just like to keep looking forward. It was later revealed she would have loved to take part in the project, but saw a script titled Bratz and thought the documentary was about bratwursts and was too embarrassed to say anything after the fact. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny and breezy today, highs in the upper 80s, slight chance of an afternoon storm. For tonight, partly cloudy, low of 73. Breezy for Tuesday, sunny and hot with highs near 91. For Wednesday, maybe a thunderstorm and a high of 87.
Currently, 78 degrees.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.